Proposal 1 would have raised Sitka's property tax cap, granting the Assembly the power to raise taxes by a half mil. Doing so could have brought in an extra $500,000 a year to help pay for a new roof at Sitka Community Hospital and for repairs to Sitka's roads. More than 1,000 people, roughly 62% of voters last night, said no to the proposal, and it went down to defeat. Mike Reif led the race for Assembly with more than 1,200 votes, about 45%. Pete Esquiro came in second with 1,071, or 40%. Both will serve three-year terms. Reif said his first-place finish tells him a lot of people in the community support him.
But also tells me that there are people in the community that I have to work in meeting their needs, too. Very pleased, very humbled, and ready to go to work.
Esquiro said he was grateful that voters returned him to the Assembly and that the failure of Proposal 1, the property tax measure, means that there will be lots of work for the new Assembly to do.
Well, we're still going to need a roof on the hospital. You know, maybe it's not this year, but it's sometime very soon. And I'd like us to sit down and have a good discussion about, you know, where we go and how we take care of that issue.
The same, he said, will be true for the city's roads. Phyllis Hackett also returns to the Assembly, but for 1 year, occupying the third open seat after a successful write-in campaign that earned her a quarter of last night's vote, beating out fellow write-in candidate Gary Paxton by just one percentage point, or 53 votes.
Well, a write-in is really challenging. It's a lot more difficult, and I had a lot of really good support and appreciate all the help I got. Had I been just on my own trying to wage a campaign, I don't think I would have had nearly as good a showing. It's hard to let people know that you're writing in. It's hard for people to remember that when they get to the polls, even if they would vote for you if your name were on the ballot. So it's a lot more challenging.
Andrew Traugott garnered 15% of last night's Assembly tally with 417 votes. Over to the school board race now, where voters gave Tim Fulton a second term with 43%. Tanya Ryu will join the board, earning election with 32% of the vote. Nearly a quarter of voters cast ballots for Lillian Feldpouch, who did not win election last night. The results are unofficial and, for the moment, incomplete. Some 253 absentee ballots still need to be counted. That number could conceivably swing the third Assembly seat from Hackett to Paxton, but the margins are too large in the other races for the absentees to change any results. The absentee ballots are scheduled to be counted on Friday. Reporting in Sitka, I'm Ed Ronco.